Calling all lovers of mystery and fans of a good story. If you haven't already heard me talk about June's journey, you're in for a treat. It's time to don your detective hat in this free hidden object mobile game that delves into the captivating journey of June Parker, a self-proclaimed detective on a quest to unravel the mystery surrounding her sister's untimely death. In June's journey, you get to play as June, deciphering clues and unveiling secret plots within thousands of beautifully illustrated scenes. And did I mention it's set in the glitzy 1920s? New chapters are added weekly, so you will never run out of new thrills to uncover, and you can also personalize and decorate your very own Orchid Island where the story takes place. How sharp are your detective skills? Find out when you download June's Journey on your Android or iOS device, or play online via Facebook Games. Your detective journey awaits.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Hey everyone, Van Winkle here, excited to present our second deleted scene special, Shadows of the God King. Just like last season, we're highlighting a number of unused moments hiding in the background of the past 25 episodes, this time centering around Morrison's time-looping reign of terror. This first scene is the full version of his speech at the beginning of episode 97, which we jokingly referred to as Morrison's Beatitudes.
For behold, children of Oslo, the intruders who came into this city with visions of rebellion and violence have been cast into the outer darkness, into a dry and barren land of weeping and gnashing of teeth. Know, therefore, that there is no escape from this holy city built for your redemption and renewal, nor is there any mercy for those who rebel against my holy mercies and judgments. Beyond these walls which protect you is nothing but ruin and desolation, and within them is nothing but safety, security, and peace. Do not rebel against my word, dear children. I know your hearts and your souls better than you ever could, and I know what it is that you need, what is required for your edification. I know the path is difficult and full of pain. I know that you have not been taught the right way to live by the false and fading world you used to know. Therefore, I say unto you, blessed are the supplicant in soul, for theirs is to be humbled. Blessed are those who have lost family and friends, for they have found in me their new family. Blessed are the subservient, for they know their place in the cosmic order. Blessed are the informers and collaborators, for they shall have their just reward when punishment is meted out. Blessed are the merciless, for the sinner deserves no quarter. Blessed are the innocent, for they shall trust in their God King. Blessed are those who make war on unrighteousness, for they shall become the children of the divine. Blessed are those who persecute the deviant and the unnatural, for they shall establish my kingdom. Blessed are those who reject the lies of the outsider, the rebel, and the malcontent. Rejoice, because you have obeyed my words and shall not be punished for your uncertain thoughts. But woe to you who try to upend the natural order of your birth and station, for you shall be struck down lower than before. Woe to you who steal to feed the hungry, for you shall starve in your cells for your foolishness. from you. And woe to you who find solace in the memories of a world before this one, for it no longer exists. For mine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever, in all worlds that were and are, and may yet be. Rejoice! Rejoice! Rejoice!
Next up, we have a handful of moments from Morrison Propaganda FM, brought to you by our very own Adrian Briggs. While you may have heard some of these in the background of other scenes or muffled through walls, here they are presented in whole to give you a better idea of the kind of radio programming the Nightmare City produced for its citizens.
By the decree of our gracious Lord and Protector, the one who redeemed us out of the dark for glorious salvation, the God King of Oslo, these words go out to all who resist his gift of peace and holy redemption. From this day forward, all lands upon this earth and all worlds beyond are under the command of the Lord of all life by the divine right of conquest. Those within his domain are hereby ordered to lay down arms and cease all resistance immediately and submit themselves to the God King's mercy and judgment without delay. Fear not this judgment, however, for those deemed to be unworthy shall be given a new life and a chance to be redeemed through fire and light within his holy city of Oslo. But those who continue to resist, those who flee the light of our glorious Redeemer, shall face the justice that awaits them for their crimes against the King of all worlds, past and present, and still to come. For behold, the God King has come, and his reward is with him. So do not fear, and know that all is as it should be. Only through submission will you know true release. Trust our Lord. Rejoice. His streets will be paved with obsidian, silver, and sapphires, and your Lord's light shall fill the city at all times. And no one shall be in want in this great city, for those who find themselves in want are not fit vessels for our Lord's mercy. And behold, Oslo, this great city, shall rise from the dust of ignominy to become the capital of his great kingdom to come. Rejoice. Rejoice. Rejoice.
And finally, here's the full version of Bill Tyler's heart-wrenching source ballad from episode 88, The Rising Sun Blues.
A house down in New Orleans, they call the Rising Sun, and it's been the ruin of many poor boy and me. Oh God, for one. Glasses to the brim. Let those drinks go merry around, and we'll drink to the health of a round poor boy who goes from town to town. that around your knees is a suitcase and a trunk. And the only time that he's satisfied is when he's on a drum. A girl tells you, though her eyes be blue or brown, unless she's on some scaffold high, saying, boys, oh, I can't come down. Brother, not to do the things I've done, but to shun that house down in New Orleans they call the Rising Sun.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
Island in frigid Lake Superior, a fabricated creature birthed from the mind of a disturbed genius stalks the very people who created it. Ancestor, by number one New York Times bestselling author Scott Sigler, is a classic tale of science gone horribly wrong. Available wherever you get your podcasts.
Thank you so much for listening to our Deleted Scenes special. This bonus episode of the Sharon Tapes featured the voices of Mike Kennedy as Edgar Morrison, Adrian Gibbs as Adrian Briggs, and Jesse Steele as Bill Tyler, with original music by Jesse Hagen. It was produced by Van Winkle, based on material written by Virginia Spots and Van Winkle, and made possible by our supporters on Patreon, Sabine, Melissa Harbin, Sam, and Spencer Jackson. If you'd like to support the show as well, then please go to patreon.com/homesteadcorner. For as little as $5 a month, you get early access to ad-free versions of episodes, a special behind-the-scenes podcast, and patron-only AMA livestreams. I'm Van Winkle.
And I'm Virginia.
This is Homestead on the Corner.
And you're listening to
The Sheridan Tapes.
Greetings, adventurers. Today we're excited to introduce you to a new story, Dark Dice, a horror podcast that blurs the line between actual play and audio drama, where the story is determined by the roll of the dice. Six adventurers embark on a journey into the ruinous domain of the Nameless God. They will never be the same again. One of the players is not what they seem after a doppelganger, a creature that can assume the form and voice of whatever it kills, infiltrates the team. As the players are picked off and replaced one at a time, can they figure out who the monster is before it's too late? Can you? Here's a quick example of what our show sounds like.
The shambler with the jar of liquid inside of him.
Soren Arkwright let loose an arrow that cracked the glass, passing through the spine of the creature. The shambler still managed to maintain its forward momentum, but stumbled as it eagerly tried to bite and swipe at Soren, landing near his feet.
As Jeff Goldblum has now joined our cast, Dark Dice is available however you listen to podcasts.